pastor of the church. And now, tonight's evening service from the South Norfolk Baptist Church.
Tonight for this another opportunity of worship, and we are grateful indeed for all the blessings that this day has brought forth in our lives, and we look forward to this hour that thy spirit may speak to us and may bring inspiration through the power of the gospel. Help us to truly this night discover Christ the way, the answer to every need which we have. For we ask it in his name and for his sake. Amen. Now let us turn in our hymnals to hymn number 382. Number 382. To each of you who are visiting, especially those who are visiting in our service, let me say that it is a joy to have you, and we trust that you will find a spiritual blessing by being with us this hour. All of those who are visiting tonight, would you mind just lift your hand for a moment so we may see your hands and present you with a card of greeting and welcome. Thank you so much. I see a number of you, and we are happy to have you in this service tonight. Now let me say just a word of greeting to those who join us by radio. This service comes to you live over WXRI-FM from the auditorium of the South Norfolk Baptist Church, located at 1101 in Chesapeake, Virginia, on Chesapeake Avenue. And we invite you to tell your friends about this ministry and to join us each Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. We were sorry that the last two Sunday evenings, the broadcast did not get through as we had planned from the stadium of the Crusade. I understand the first Sunday night, we had part of the broadcast came through fine, but last Sunday night, because of some technical difficulties, it did not get out. And so we appreciate those who were able to bear with us and have come back and joined us again tonight, because I've heard from many people who have said that they missed the service and they were looking forward to our service tonight. And I think we have something very special for those in the auditorium here and those who join us by radio tonight, because we have our own missionary from Argentina with us, and he's going to say a word to us in a few moments. And I know this will cheer each of us and will bring a blessing too. Now, while I'm making some announcements here in the opportunities that we have for this week, I'm going to ask his wife to come forward, and I'll introduce her to you. And maybe she'll say hi to some of you. Now, this week, we have many opportunities. On Tuesday, our circle meetings. On Wednesday, our WMU will meet at 10 o'clock. And Mr. Hubert Harvey of Virginia Beach, one of our summer mission workers, will be here to speak, and this will be an interesting and a wonderful meeting on Wednesday at 10. At 7:30, our prayer meeting will be followed by a quarterly business meeting. That is 7:30 on Wednesday. And of course, on Thursday, our visitation, and this is an important work in our church. So these and the other announcements that are here listed in the bulletin, we hope that you will pay attention to, and that those that appear in the messenger, you will take the opportunity to share in. Our flowers today were given by Mr. and Mrs. J.W. Dunning in memory of Fletcher and Norma Barnes, and they are most lovely. Now let me bring to you someone who has been away for a little over 4 years, and one that we feel very close to and right in our family, Cecile Alexander. She's been on the mission field with her husband, and maybe she has just a word to some of you ladies, maybe a good recipe, I don't know. But Cecile, they might enjoy, I don't know, one of those, what is it, Spanish recipes or whatever it is you do down there in Argentina. I know you have beef, and I can't eat it because it's so high here, but we're happy to have you tonight, and we want you to just say a word to our radio friends and to those present here.
All right. Thank you, Brother Hugh. I can't think of a good recipe right now, and beef is high in Argentina, too. It is wonderful to be back home. The journey takes such a short while now, only 12 hours from Buenos Aires to Norfolk. Buenos Aires to Miami, and it's hard to adjust your thinking from one country to another so rapidly. I said this morning when I spoke for just a few minutes that we live very comfortably in Argentina. We have a lovely home, we have meat to eat, and we have lovely fruits and vegetables. We don't want for anything. And when we have come to adjust to the culture and the language and the people, and have come to appreciate and love them just as we appreciate and love you here at home, we sometimes forget how very wonderful and how beautiful our own homeland can be. I think the Germans have a word for it. They say the fatherland, and in Spanish it's patria. It all means the same thing. It's the country where you were born, and no matter how far you get away from it, it still holds a very special corner of your heart. It's wonderful to be back in America. America is very beautiful. It's wonderful to be back with you. You're beautiful, too. And you hold a very special place in our hearts. You have across the years. And it's nice to be back home. It's nice to be back with the family. you'll let me, I'll read just three verses of Scripture, and that's all I'll have to say. I'll let Mark take the rest of the time. We've been on the mission field for 15 years. We have a son who's 15 going on 16. The first years were extremely hard because of culture and language differences, but that time has passed, and we give praise and thanks to God that in these latter years we have been able to see some of the fruits of a ministry. From the 126th Psalm, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goes forth with weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Thank you. Amen to that wonderful word, Cecile. And we're looking to more fellowship with you as the year goes along of your furlough. Her mother and father came up from Mississippi to be here when they arrived off the plane, and they're wonderful Christian people. And of course, to know Cecile, you know that they really are great people. Now let's sing 181, Wonderful Words of Life. Wonderful Words of Life, 181. Number 307, He Keeps Me Singing, 307.
Thank you.
Now this time we're going to have a special by Ms. Dingle. And of course, Gwen will be on the piano. She shifts very easily and smoothly. Can't see it on radio, but she made it. All right. I'm going to read three verses of scripture from Colossians, first chapter, beginning with verse 3. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 3. We give thanks to God and to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints and the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. How wonderful for us tonight to have our missionaries with us, and even from the word of God we find admonition to give thanks for their mission. Let us bow our heads in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are indeed grateful tonight for the Word of God. We are thankful for its message and its truth, and for the great call and challenge which we find for men and women to give themselves to the preaching and the teaching of the Word. We thank Thee for those who are willing to be sacrificial, to give up so much in this world, to go prepare themselves, and then to go to the foreign field, and there emerge and be immersed in the lives of countless men and women, boys and girls, who need to know Christ. And we are so grateful indeed for the missionaries which our church sponsors, and the one who has returned to be with us this service. We are grateful for Thy watch care over his life, for Thy blessings upon his family, and for every providential blessing which he has been blessed with. For we know that in all of his experiences that he can readily say the hand of God has been upon us. For we know that his witness and his work has been a labor of love and yet of trial. And so we are thankful for his life, for his wife, and for the Son. Now, our Father, we pray that as we are together here in the church tonight, that this shall mean a great deal to each of us, that even this hour, some young person in our congregation may become inspired to say, I'll give my life. I would like to accept such a challenge, undertake such a cause, just for the name of the Lord Jesus. And we pray that Thou wouldst call many more from our membership and our congregation to dedicate themselves as preachers and as teachers and as missionaries. We are grateful indeed for Thy blessings upon our church in all the past years. We look forward to tomorrow knowing that the future is bright, and that as we proclaim the gospel, others will take up the torch and carry on. Therefore, we would invoke Thy blessings upon us this hour, that even as we honor our friends who have been away, that we may in turn honor our Lord who has raised them up, called them, prepared them, and used them. Now bless this service tonight and use it in every way that the Spirit has mind to use it. And we pray for the sick, the needy, the troubled, the sinful, and may even for the backsliders there come some truth that will bless their hearts and lives. Help us all together tonight to rejoice that this is another opportunity God has given us to show our faithfulness unto Him. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's turn to 108, Rejoice, the Lord is King, number 108.
Thank you.
we are thankful now for the privilege of giving our tithes and offerings. Bless the gifts to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Frank Hughes of the South Norfolk Baptist Church, located at 1101 Chesapeake Avenue in Chesapeake, Virginia. We're so happy that you've tuned in tonight, and we trust that you'll find a spiritual blessing in worshiping with us this hour. Our message tonight will be brought by Reverend Mark Alexander Jr., a foreign missionary to Argentina. He is one of our own members who grew up in our church, who answered the call to preach, and then offered himself as a foreign missionary where he's been serving for many years. And we are proud of him, and I know that you will be blessed by his message tonight. We're sorry that last Sunday night you didn't get them broadcast, but we trust that from now on this will be a real part of your life each week. You remember to pray for us, and we shall pray for you.